Well, at the moment, we've got probably five farms as an industry that we're trying to put up in both the Gippsland area and out towards Bendigo, Castlemaine and the Bellarine Peninsula. Those farms worth about $50 million plus in investment are all held up in VCAT or being reviewed by councils or going down a protracted a path of up to 2 years to get them approved.
Is it getting tougher to get these new broilers approved?
Yeah, it is, James, because we have a broiler code which was developed by the government and put out in 2009, and that sets the planning rules for which a shed must comply, and generally the new broiler farms comply with that. But there are new interpretations going out on odour modelling and what's acceptable to neighbours and things like that, which are making it harder for the broiler code. And then we have this growth of free-range production, where it's gone from probably 10 to 20% of production in the last 3 years. And those farms are not covered by the broiler code. They're specifically excluded, so they run the gamut of general approval process, and that opens up a lot of difficulties in terms of interpretations and justification for the investment.
So is that causing a decline in intensive farming?
No, I would say as a percentage share of national production, yes, definitely. What it means is that production in Victoria is pretty static and perhaps reducing in terms of the overall national players. Inghams and Baiada can produce interstate and import product into Victoria rather than produce it locally in the national market.
How significant has that decline been in Victoria?
Well, I guess the decline is more about lost opportunity. If we don't want to eat chicken grown in Victoria, we can bring it in from interstate, but we did a quick calculation as an industry and we calculated that probably $800 million in investment in the last 10 years has gone interstate rather than coming to Victoria. And there's potentially an $800 million investment that will be done by the industry in Victoria if we can get through some of these planning and regulatory hurdles.
So are you proposing a change to that broiler code?
We'd like it reviewed. Our concern is the broiler code would take probably 3 to 5 years. It's a statutory planning document. It needs full public consultation and expert advice. And to upgrade it is going to be a very long-winded process. And the issue is now, over the next 2 years, we certainly won't be building many sheds in Victoria unless we get a simpler system to review and get those planning approvals through.
What are the main hurdles faced now when a broiler goes to consultation with local councils?
The major issue is that the local council probably only has one or two applications within a period of 2 or 3 years. They don't really have the expertise to understand the application, the requirements of the EPA and the broiler code. It's a learning curve for them. So that's difficult. Certainly local residents generally have a perception that there will be devaluation of their land or transport issues or odour issues or other things that they believe make the development not acceptable in their backyard. So that as a result, everybody's happy to see the broiler industry be somewhere else, but nobody wants it in their backyard.
Why is Victoria lagging behind states like New South Wales and South Australia in terms of chicken production?
It's mainly the opportunity to develop these farms at economical cost. At the moment, a planning approval in Victoria probably costs you somewhere between $250,000, $500,000. Our labour costs are not necessarily cheap, but that can be done with efficiency measures. And the cost of land in Victoria is generally higher. So there's a few things stacking up against the industry in Victoria. And as a result, it's simpler to go to states which are more welcoming and give you a planning approval within 4 or 6 weeks because they've recognised what areas this shedding should be built and have a plan. So that's why the Victorian Chicken Meat Council has developed a strategic plan in conjunction with the government for the industry in Victoria to try and break through some of these issues that are holding us back.